Good morning. Here are the top 5 stories from the Miami Herald. First, the weather. It's not summer yet, but it's getting hotter and stickier outside. And the rain chance is up in the afternoon. Let's get things started with business. Should businesses in Miami-Dade County be required to accept cash? A county committee just voted to establish $100 fines for Miami-Dade retailers that don't accept money. It will next have to go before the full commission for a vote. No federal law requires businesses to accept cash, but some state and local governments mandate it. The laws are part of an effort to protect people without access to banking, credit cards, or other financial options. Business groups opposing the cash requirements call them government intrusion, instead of letting market forces dictate whether accepting cash makes sense. In food news, Havana Harry's restaurant relied on a careful sleight of hand over the last 27 years. It never sold itself as a traditional Cuban restaurant and was happy to call itself Cuban Fusion. And the Harry behind the Coral Gables restaurant? A bit of marketing fiction that the husband and wife owners told as an inside joke. Now the owners have placed that history into new hands. They have sold the restaurant to the Centurion Restaurant Group. And just as the company has multiple locations of those restaurants, its founder says he hopes to expand Havana Harry's to other spots as well. For more on where to eat around town, go to miami.com. In real estate news, Wynwood is on track to get an apartment building at the site of the former Art by God novelty retailer. An 8-story project called Wynwood Urby has moved forward after getting conditional approval from the Wynwood Design Review Committee. The apartments are planned on the 1-acre property at 60 Northeast 27th Street. A handful of restaurant and retail spaces are expected to line the streets at the base of Wynwood Urby. In Florida news, it took 4 grown strapping men to do it, but an injured sea turtle was successfully rescued from a bay in Florida. Lee County Marine officers responded to a call about a reptile in distress in Estero Bay. Video of the rescue shows the turtle floating on its side, struggling in the water near the officer's boat. 4 men grab at the shell and hoist the animal onto a small platform and crank it up. The big guy was transferred to a rehab clinic in Sanibel for treatment. And finally, in health news, so far this year Florida has confirmed 21 cases of meningococcal disease, far outpacing annual averages. State health officials are encouraging high-risk groups, including gay and bisexual men, people with HIV, and college students, to get vaccinated against the often severe and sometimes deadly illness. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, go to miamiherald.com. And stay healthy.